With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. There will be a new state senator for Van Buren and Allegan counties next year. Term limits prohibit Tanya Shoemaker from seeking another term. Garnett Lewis is the Democratic candidate for state senate in the 26th district, which also includes part of Kent County. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you would like to do if you get elected to the state senate.
All right. Well, I live over in Saugatuck, and I've been over on this side of the state for almost 4 years now. Retired educator, university administrator, and finished up at Central. That'll get a rise out of the Western Bronco folks, I'm sure. So I've been over here and fully intended to retire, and then the 2016 election happened and really kind of opened my eyes that I needed to kind of re-engage in the political landscape, even if it was West Michigan. So I decided to run primarily on the issues that have always been important to me, which is school funding, school support, educational support, and then, of course, being on our side of the state with our beautiful Lake Michigan and the rivers, trying to do what I can to bolster financial support for cleanup and maintaining our lakes and rivers. And then lastly, a firm believer that the Medicaid expansion that happened with Healthy Michigan should continue and be expanded, even to the point of fully accepting that single payer is where we need to be with health care.
So let's start with school funding. Mm-hmm. You want to expand quality preschool in Michigan?
Absolutely.
How do you want to pay for that?
Yeah, that's always the big question, isn't it? Well, we actually have the funding in the budget. It's the way in which the money in the school aid fund is used. For example, this year, $900 million was taken out of the school aid fund to go into the general fund. Well, that's a lot of money that could go to quality pre-K funding. So right now, our per pupil funding is right around $7,200, and studies have shown that in order to fully fund schools, we need to be more at $9,000 per student. And basically, that's, you know, we need to ask ourselves as taxpayers, you know, what do we want to be known for? Do we want to be known for average schools? Do we want to be known for substandard roads? Do we want to, you know, do we want to just get by, or do we want to actually accept the fact that we need to, if we don't pay now, we'll pay more later, whether it's schools, roads, infrastructure, you name it.
Kent County is one of the areas where PFASs first kind of came to people's attention. What do you think a state lawmaker should be doing about that right now?
Full-on stop, full-on investigation of all companies and businesses that have contributed and are contributing to that, and holding them fully accountable in a financial matter. You know, Wolverine, for example. You know, you need to stop all contamination and ante up and start helping to pay for these cleanups that need to occur. You know, it's Parchment just down the road here. We have Otsego in Allegan County, which is really experiencing some, not necessarily PFAS, but dioxin. And, you know, we need to, as a state, fully accept that we've got to stop this, and we've got to put the money into cleanup right away. I know people's lives are at risk. You know, we're looking at a Flint magnified for the entire state. And I don't know that anyone that is comfortable knowing that we have elevated PFAS levels in our water.
So you mentioned a single healthcare system. Mm-hmm. Is that really something that Michigan can do as a state? For instance, Vermont had a plan and then decided that the taxes were going to be too high to go through with it, or the tax increases would be too high. Mm-hmm. So is that something you can do at the state level realistically?
Right. Well, I think our businesses, we need to sit down with the business leaders of Michigan and say, you know, look, here's where you would save money if you were to, instead of putting thousands of dollars into an individual health care program, actually putting it into a state-run, if you will, program, you'll actually save money. And so we have to, private and public partnerships, move together and begin to investigate how we can save money in the end run by providing health care for all residents.
What do you think the state should be doing about mental health care?
So if you move to a single-payer healthcare system, you will be also providing mental health coverage for all individuals. You know, It's an issue as a state, whether it's an opioid crisis and the way in which people are handling their pain through opioids. You know, we need to basically ensure that folks who need coverage get the coverage and get the services that they need.
In agriculture, you say that you want to make farm-to-table easier. How do you do that with state policy? What are the policies the state enacts that make farm-to-table something that's more convenient, shall we say, for farmers as well as consumers?
Well, that's a good question. You know, right now, what is easiest is if you're a big farm operation. And there are several roadblocks in the way of smaller family-owned farms that prevent them from easily making their produce available. We need to kind of take the farm market approach and expand that to restaurants as well, so that there's a lack of roadblock, really, literally, to having farmers selling their goods directly to a restaurant.
Do you think the governor and the legislature should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act?
No, absolutely. I think everything should be transparent. I mean, I served on the board at Northern Michigan University. We were subject to FOIA, just like everybody else. I think if decisions are being made, they need to be done in the public eye. There shouldn't be anything that you should be worried about disclosing, quite frankly. If you're in the public business, nothing you do should be kept from the public eye.
All right, real quickly, about 20 seconds. This is an area with a long history of voting for Republicans. What do you think you have to say to them that might get them to change their mind?
Yeah, well, I've heard it from voters at the doors. They're tired of one-party representation, quite frankly. I think they are ready for the option of a different choice, and they have said we need to elect people who will work across the aisle, regardless of party, to get things done for all of us.
Garnett Lewis, thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
Garnett Lewis is the Democratic candidate for state senate in the 26th district. That includes Van Buren and Allegan counties, as well as part of Kent County. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.